From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence continues a 10-day four-nation Asia tour and visited the demilitarized zone Monday, separating the two Koreas. Pence has been discussing unifying the region against North Korea, with China being a major component of that plan.
It is heartening to see China commit to these actions, but the United States is troubled by China's economic retaliation against South Korea for taking appropriate steps to defend itself. The better path would be for China to address the North Korean threat that is actually making such defensive measures necessary.
Pence said the period of strategic patience with Pyongyang is over. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster met with Afghan officials, including President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul, on countering the threats posed by both the Taliban and rival Islamist insurgency Islamic State. McMaster, the highest-ranking Trump administration officials to make that trip, discussed it on the ABC program this week.
What's clear in here in Afghanistan is the stakes are high. This is really the modern-day frontier between barbarism and civilization. With those high stakes in mind, recognizing that the Taliban groups that we're fighting here, that the ISIS groups we, alongside really the Afghan forces, are really fighting, and we're just enabling them in the eastern part of the country, are a threat to all civilized peoples.
McMaster said President Donald Trump has requested political, diplomatic, military, and economic options, and said he will get those options. The commander of U.S. NATO forces, General John Nicholson, has requested more U.S. and NATO troops to bolster Afghan security forces. This is VOA News. Turkey's ruling party is celebrating victory after a referendum granting sweeping new powers to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The opposition says it will contest Sunday's vote, which it says was riddled with fraud. More from VOA's Slatiska Hoke.
Erdogan called on the opposition to accept defeat, and he expressed confidence that nothing can stop him now. The constitutional amendments also end the official neutrality of the president and allow him to lead a political party. He will have the power to dissolve parliament and declare a state of emergency, as well as appoint judges to the High Court and Constitutional Court. Erdogan has also said he would reinstate the death penalty, which was abolished in Turkey in 2004. European Union officials were critical of what they call Erdogan's grab for power, the Turkish president's defiant references to the West, and his plan to reinstate the capital punishment indicate that he has abandoned efforts to make Turkey a member of the bloc. Slavica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
Syria's foreign ministry says the international community needs to unify its efforts to fight terrorism and stop attempts of misleading and ignoring the priority of that fight in order to stabilize a country that has been at war for more than 6 years. Syria's conflict involves many groups, including those with links to terrorism such as al-Qaeda, but the Syrian government has also consistently referred to fighters who oppose President Bashar al-Assad as terrorists. Former South Korean President Park Geun-hye has been formally indicted by South Korean prosecutors on bribery charges in a high-profile corruption scandal. Park, the country's first democratically elected president to be ousted from office, was arrested and detained last month after a South Korean court approved the prosecutor's arrest warrant on charges of bribery, extortion, and abuse of power. The charges are linked to the political scandal that forced her from office, allegedly colluding with her longtime friend, Choi Soon-sil. An Egyptian court has acquitted an Egyptian-American woman and seven others after nearly 3 years of detention on human trafficking charges related to her foundation that helped Cairo street children. Chief Defendant Aya Hezazi, her husband, and six others had been in custody since May 2014 when Cairo police raided her foundation without a judicial warrant, confiscating laptop computers and other equipment. Iraqi forces have accused Islamic State of using chemical weapons in the fight to fully retake the city of Mosul from IS fighters. Iraqi officials gave no specifics of what kind of poison gas may have been used and said the injuries were minor. Islamic State has not responded to the charge. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.